Yeah, so like you said, you know, war comes from baseball, and that's where its genesis is, and it's a little bit newer to hockey. So when I'm referring to war, wins above replacement, it's kind of a catch-all stat. You get that one number that makes it really easy to compare player to player. You can even kind of go, you know, across positions to that extent. And what you're really looking at is, what does this given player provide above what you would get from the next guy up you might call up from your AHL team? How much more impactful is this person? And so, you know, you can get scores anywhere from maybe, you know, top end, you're looking at a 5 WAR kind of player. Maybe, you know, low end, you're looking at a -2 WAR player. And all that's saying is, if you compare this player to the next guy up that you would get from your farm team, how much more impactful is this player? And the data I'm using now to project forward to next year is based on Evolving Wild's work. They have great data available, and so I'm working off that right now. But yeah, that the idea is that you can establish this baseline and then evaluate players from there. The cautionary note I always, you know, mention with this, and I think if you want stats like this to really catch on publicly, is you have to, you know, sort of take it with a grain of salt too, where you say, anytime you reduce a hockey player to a singular number, you know you're missing all sorts of context, all sorts of important information that goes with them. So this is a starting point. You get this number, you can see sort of where a player is at, and then you work out from there to say, you know, what questions do I have next, or what else do we know about this player? But it's a great starting point and a great point for comparison.